Addressing peanut allergy concerns with facts. That story next on This Land of Ours. Peanut allergies are serious but very rare, and sometimes the concerns about the issue override the facts. Sherry Coleman Collins is a registered dietitian nutritionist consultant with the National Peanut Board, who says they work hard to get information out to the public, especially school officials.
We talk to them about the true prevalence. A lot of times people have the wrong information about how many people have peanut allergies, and really it's less than 1% of Americans. And among children, it's even less than 2%. So most people can enjoy peanuts without any issue. And then we address their concerns around things like casual contact, being in the room with peanuts and peanut butter, and the fact that odor doesn't cause a reaction. We talk to them about airborne anaphylaxis, which is a bit of a misunderstood issue. Many people think that because someone has a peanut allergy, they can't even be near a peanut butter sandwich, and that's not the facts at all.
Sherry says the Peanut Board also reaches out to the media to correct misinformation.
We did some research on consumer attitudes and perceptions, and people believe that peanut allergies are 40 times or more likely than they actually are. So really trying to help shape that for both the media professional, but also for the consumer, for the reader, so that they understand that peanut allergies are rare. They do happen, but they are rare. That being near peanuts and peanut butter is not an issue for people, whether they're in a public space or a private space. So we really try to bring the science to the consumer through the media.
Finally, the Peanut Board is reaching out online.
We have a great new website called peanutallergyfacts.org, and it will be specifically focused on the consumer, but we'll also have great information for health professionals and manufacturers as well.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.